here, I think it just confused him, thinking he was paying for everything that got transferred over. Right. In reality, it didn't get transferred over. Lots 1, 2, and 3 did not.
So the correct owner is CPTT Properties?
Yes. Of parcels 1, 2, 3 and lots 1, 2, 3 both.
But he never got the bill.
He didn't get the bills for lots 1, 2, and 3, and that's the ones in question and requesting penalties and interest. And I do agree that we should waive penalties and interest on that.
I might add, the deed had 5 lots, and we got the first 2 in the transfer to CPTT. We didn't get the following 3. And the phone call was actually from the previous owner. When he got his, I guess it was the second delinquent notice, second year. And he called, I think, probably called Mona's office, and then it got transferred to me. And so it's clearly it was in our office that we failed to transfer them. They stayed in the name of the Branson Northgate until he called and made us aware.
We made the ownership change January 24th, and he paid February 8th.
Yeah.
Well, no doubt it is a county error, because if you look at the deed, it's on the deed, lots 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and the bills, you know, didn't reflect it. So based upon requirements of 52-240, revised Missouri statute, I recommend that we refund the penalties and interest on the parcels that was noted, which is 18.004 and 18.005 for the years 2017 and 18.
Yes.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Bid recommendations for janitorial supplies, number 201901-420.
Yes, good morning, Commissioners. Thank you. We're here this morning in reference to the bid for janitorial supplies, as Design Commissioner Schofield just mentioned. This was a request from Building and Grounds, and Renee is here with me this morning. We had released this bid on January the 5th. It closed on February the 6th. In the interim, we had received 12 packages. And each of you have a bid recommendation form, standard form that I put out in front of you to kind of follow me along here. But basically, of the 12 packages that we received, from 12 different vendors in response to the solicitation for janitorial supplies. After opening all those packages here, we immediately were required to reject or disqualify 5 responses for not supplying a W-9 form as required in the bid instructions, as well as some did not include the required copies as required in the bid instructions, and some responses had both cases missed the target on that. We then set a time period for thorough review of all of the information that we received that did qualify for continuing the selection process, and Renee took those packages for complete and thorough review. We requested a commission agenda for this morning to make a recommendation for award. So this morning, within the request for bid, we had asked for pricing responses on numerous items. Many vendors only responded to specific items they specialize in. As such, it would be counterproductive for us to recommend for us to only use one vendor for all of these needs. In fact, that would not be acting in the best interest of Taney County. Therefore, after a complete thorough review, Renee, who again is here, she can answer any questions that you might have, recommends the following 7 vendors for award based on all of the factors that I list in my written document here, location, using existing equipment that we have, past history of responses, and pricing, of course. And so those seven vendors are Aspen Chemical and Supply Incorporated of Springfield, Missouri, Boddicker Service and Supply of Republic, Missouri, Dispose and Save of Monroe, New York, Hilliard Incorporated, Springfield, Missouri, Industrial Soap Company of St. Louis, Missouri, Laundry Solutions Company, which was formerly known as Key West, and I should have noted that on there. You might make a parenthetical remark that Laundry Solutions Company is Key West, and that's a company that we've had supplying a lot of our needs for a long time out of Springfield. And lastly, Pippin out of Harrison, and several of these are reoccurring vendors that we've had in place for quite a while. Minimum order requirements, delivery time, methods, existing equipment, as I mentioned, accommodating that equipment, all entered into Renee's review and her recommendations. So we ask for a motion vote this morning on awarding to these seven vendors, which I have agreement drafts all ready to go for each. Some will supply many items to us, some will supply only a few, and Renee can answer any questions that you all may have on that.
Renee, when these items are shipped in, are they freight paid?
Some of them are and some of them aren't.
Like the ones come from New York?
The ones from New York will be...
they're new, aren't they?
Yeah, they're new. So I can't tell you exactly what their freight will be because I haven't ordered anything from them. But they just supply trash can liners and gloves, so it won't be like a big bulk order from them.
They all understand who will be using these vendors at will as need comes up, so there's no exclusivity or locked in to any of these.
You guys have any questions?
I don't.
Move to award bid number 201901-4202, Aspen Chemical and Supply Incorporated. Is that Botcher Service and Supply?
I say Botcher.
Botcher Service and Supply, Dispose and Save, Hilliard Incorporated, Industrial Soap Company, Laundry Solutions Company, and Pippin.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've got three personal property paid abatements. Abatement numbers 300285, 300286, 300287. One ending in 285. The taxpayer called the assessor's office, stated that they did not own the vehicle on the 1st of January of 2017. And on 286 and 287, those people moved out of the state and the ending. Taxpayer called indicating they moved out of state. Account did not get deactivated.
No questions.
Well, they moved out, but they went ahead and paid. Do you think they wouldn't have paid knowing they moved out?
That happens, unfortunately. I think they did it for 2 years, didn't they? 17, did I see that? Yeah, 17 and 18.
No, they moved out in 17. They would have paid it.
They paid the 17 bill.
No, this is two different. 17 is...
The 2017, the owner did not own the...
The Lincoln as of the first. Rental.
The other two are, I'm assuming, like husband and wife, and they, yes. But they filed separately.
Correct.
And so...
And they lived here in 17, I thought that's why.
Well, I think they still own property here, so they probably pay their real estate, but not their personal property, because their personal property is out there. That makes sense.
And that happens.
That makes sense. And then on the first one, how do we verify if they owned it as of the first of 2017 or not? Is that something you guys do?
I think they've got documents there that they can go to the state and tell. Is that correct?
We got the
Department of Revenue.
It's
documents
in the packet there.
It's in our packet?
Yeah. Tax year 2017. That come from the motor vehicle, correct?
Correct, yeah. That's who we check, Brandon, is looking at the Department of Revenue, we can tell when they had it.
I guess this is tax year 17, it's on there. Am I to the far right? Am I missing something?
No, you're not.
Expired.
It puts the Lincoln there. It's got expired in 16.
And the line below it, though, still has the. I can't see the. My portion's cut off. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, mine is too.
But the line below has not showing no license. Correct.
Right. Which would indicate that they didn't have a license anymore.
So they may just have not licensed it.
They could have it sitting in the backyard, but the motor broke off, I guess. But they told us they didn't have it any longer.
Okay. Level exhibit A with today's date, which is the 18th.
19th February.
Is it 19th? I know that there says Wednesday, February 19th, so it's Tuesday, February 19th. That's why. Anyways. Unless that means February 2019.
It still says Wednesday, though.
It does say Wednesday. Dated 2-19 of 19. Move to approve Exhibit A, dated 2-19 of 19.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't we have the add-ons to do?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That would be good, yeah.
I think if we could climb up there, you may push.
If you stood on the top of the pew there, I think you could reach it.
I don't know if I can or not. I was thinking on that. I don't know if I can reach it yet, Chad.
I think you can do it. Let's find out.
I may try it after you go.
We'll spot you. Okay.
I don't think I'm doing very well. Like that.
Came down and hit some shelves, didn't
it? Oh, all right, let's see. Penalty property add-on report for January 2019.
Move to approve and enter into the record the prepaid abatements and add-on report as presented by the County Clerk's Office. For
the month of January.
For January?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
So all I have today. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be in recess. We'll be upstairs, road and bridge update.